Well, shalom, and welcome to some interesting. I'm sure you will find this of interest anyway, of certain recordings. Many of you are aware I'm presently in Israel, and I've prepared these while I'm away. I went back to November 10th, 1983. That's 32 years ago. Some of you are longtime listeners. You know that I started in 1977 at WFMU, and then I got my own show in 1980. And around 1983 or 84, I got 2 hours Sunday evenings. But at this time, I was still a neophyte, if you will. I had 1 hour on WSOU at Seton Hall University. That was in South Orange, New Jersey. And it was drive time. It was really a very special time. Thursdays, I think it was from 6 to 7 or something like that. And then I moved. They gave me an extra hour, and I moved to Sunday evening. As you listen to this broadcast this evening, just think that this was from 32 years ago. And in the beginning, you'll hear me making some announcements. One is about an event at the Orthodox Shul in Springfield. It included a full dinner and the El Avram group. You remember Avram Grobart. He was there at the beginning with the Finjan group. And 22.50. I don't know how they came up with the 50 cents, but can you imagine? It was 22.50 for a full dinner and entertainment. And then you'll hear something for the Brothers Zim in Brooklyn. $8 a ticket. You can even buy a bottle of water for $8. Now, later on in the program, you're going to hear a commentary by Victor Vancier. Those of you who go back with me know that for many, many years, up until the 90s, I had my friend Chaim Ben Pesach, who is Victor Vancier, giving commentary. And as you listen to that commentary, just think that nothing has changed. Ein chadash tachat hashemesh. There's really nothing new under the sun. What he was talking about Arafat 32 years ago, he certainly was a prophet, and sadly, his commentaries proved to be so true. Sadly, in the middle of the program, there'll be an interruption from the station, but that didn't happen that often. It was maybe once every 2 or 3 months. They would just do a spot. It had nothing to do with Judaism or whatever. So you'll bear with me for those few seconds. I'll come back on and talk to you voice over while they're giving their pitch, if you will. Let's go back then, 32 years ago. This is November 10th, 1983.
Well, good evening. How are you? Welcome to another hour of Jewish Soul. This is your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week we bring to you the best in cantorial, Yiddish, Israeli, and American Jewish music. We're broadcast from WSOU 89.5 FM. WSOU, the sound alternative, commercial-free programming at its very, very best. Our studio is located at Seton Hall University in beautiful South Orange, New Jersey. And the telephone number here is 201-762-8950. That's 201-762-8950. You'll want to get that number because we're going to have Naim Vachazin tonight. Good way to start the show, isn't it? That's from an album, Jewish Wedding Dances, featuring Sam Musiker and his clarinet. This is a golden oldie. Oh, I love that music. When's the last time they played that music at one of the weddings you attended? I don't even know what a clarinet is at some of them, huh? Oh, well. Okay, so we're going to have Naim Vachazin, 201-762-8950. That'll be in about a half hour or so. And there's quite a few announcements. First of all, this Saturday night, Congregation Israel in Springfield, New Jersey, an Israeli cabaret night will be sponsored by Orthodox Congregation Israel of Springfield this Saturday, November 12th at 8 p.m. at the synagogue, 339 Mountain Avenue, corner Shunpike Road, Springfield. Featured will be the El Avram Group of the former cafe by that name. A full meal will be provided at $22.50 a person for the entertainment and food. For information and reservations, call 467-9666. That's 201-467-9666. Guarantee an evening of fun. El Avram, you remember Avram Grobart? He was the founder, one of the founders of the Finjan Group. Also this Saturday evening, the Brothers Zim in concert at the Jewish Center of Kings Highway, Avenue P and East 12th Street in Brooklyn, accompanied by the Zimria Orchestra, also featuring cantor Labela Flesberg, and, of course, Art Raymond, popular MC and radio personality. That's this Saturday evening, November 12th. Donations are $8, $10. That's at 8:30 in the evening, Jewish Center of Kings Highway, Avenue P and East 12th Street. One other note for the moment, a Shomer Shabbos kosher eatery is available on Sundays from noon until 4 p.m. at the Eastern Union YMYWHA, located on Green Lane in Union, beginning November 6th. That was this past Sunday. The menu includes soup, fried chicken, hot dogs, and French fries. For further information, call Gene Zimmer at 289-8112. Again, that's at the Y on Green Lane in Union every Sunday from 12 till 4. We're going to continue playing klezmer music. We get a lot of requests for it. I'm going to tell you about the contest. Dean Ruman, I have a big surprise for you. I'll tell you about that later. Let's go now to the new Andy Statman album, A Return of Klezmer. Thank you. Well, if you enjoy this music and you would like to bring it to the homes of friends, Hanukkah is coming up, and I encourage you to purchase albums as Hanukkah gifts. As a matter of fact, they're a perfect gift all year round. If you're trying to figure out what to give to someone on a birthday or an anniversary, what more appropriate present could there be to bring this beautiful music into the homes? And that's from the new album, Andy Statman Klezmer Orchestra. And yeah, Hanukkah is just a few weeks away. Let's... We'll be playing a lot more of Hanukkah music as we get closer to the holiday. But again, bring this music to the homes of your friends and family. All of these albums are available, many of them are, at your Jewish bookstore. And they can get them if they're not in stock. You go and demand that they get them. I'll help you with some suggestions, if you wish, on getting people started with their own collections. Once again, I remind you that these albums are available at your Jewish bookstores, and they should be purchased as presents to help young people and middle-aged people, even a few older people, to get going with their Jewish record collection. I started only a few years ago, and I have now over 1,500 albums. I don't expect you to be as meshuggah as I am getting involved with it, but 50 or 100 albums would be really nice. You can pick and choose your own area. Okay, here's what's going to be for tonight. I received one letter from a listener doesn't like the medleys. Well, if you don't like medleys, I think you have to turn to another station right now, because I'm going to play a medley for the rest of the show, except for our interview with Victor. Tomorrow is Veterans Day, Armistice Day, and we are thinking of peace during this period. And of course, we're praying for peace in Israel and throughout the world. The concept of Seem Shalom is always appropriate. So tonight, I brought with me, Dean, you said 18, I have, I think, 35 to 40 different versions of Seem Shalom. We're going to get started with Ari Braun. We'll have Name That Chazin about 20 minutes to 7. Let's hear Ari Braun. O grant peace, happiness, blessing, grace, kindness, and mercy to us and to all Israel, thy people. Seem shalom,
ורחיינו אבינו כולנו כאחד באורי פניך ורחיינו אבינו כולנו כאחד באורי פניך
ורחמים שים שלום טובה וברכה חן וחסד ורחמים עלינו ועל כל ישראל עמך בתכן אבינו כולנו כאחד עלינו ועל כל ישראל עמך בתכן אבינו שלום טובה וברכה
ברכה חן וחסד ורחמים שים שלום טובה וברכה חן וחסד ורחמים שים שלום טובה וברכה חן וחסד ורחמים שים שלום טובה וברכה חן וחסד ורחמים
Well, you know who's singing now, of course, is Martin Davidson. So far, let's see, who have we heard? Started with Ricky Manor from the 73 Hasidic Song Festival. Then Ivana Rovina from the 72 Hasidic Song Festival. Gali Atari was next. And now you hear Martin Davidson. Now let's go on to the Diaspora Yeshiva Band.
Sim Shalom Tova Uvracha Chei Vachesed Verachamim Sim Shalom
Israel, Amecha, Aleinu, Aleinu, Be'al.
Okay, we're going to have a spot right now. In the background, you can hear cantor David Schiff. Starting about six records ago, we heard Debbie Friedman. You're familiar with her beautiful voice, Debbie Friedman. Then we heard cantor Henoch Bornstein, cantor David Werdiger in his younger years, Zaval Quartin, Herman Malamud, and now we hear David Schiff. Now we're going to take a minute for a word from our station.
Well, as you heard me say at the beginning of the this program, that this hour would be interrupted by a comment by the station, Seton Hall University. So I'm just talking over the over that message. It's not one that is of interest to any of us. I hope you're enjoying this. It's just going back, and I've been listening to a lot of my old shows, going back to 1980, actually 1977. Some of them I will be playing here and there. Also, when I had the 1 hour Midnight to One program, which was for 6 years, I'll be playing some of those, which were strictly Chazonis. That was from the Cantor's World era. Some of you remember I was on Midnight to One in the Morning on Thursday nights. It was a pre-Shabbos show, and I'm going to share some of those with you. A little bit of history to see how far I've come. Well, I think I have. I think I've come far since then. And did you notice that at that time, in 1983, I had 1,500 albums? It's a far cry from the 13,000 or so that I have today. That's 30 years of, more of collecting, if you will. And it's actually more, but it depends on how you count cassettes. I have about 4,000 cassettes, and cassettes of radio shows and so forth. Thanks for joining with me. I hope you're going to find this interesting. One of the things that I'm doing on this program, this is going back 32 years, it was a medley. And every once in a while, I would do a medley. I remember one I did an hour of L'chod Dodiz, an hour of Adon Olam's, and there were a couple of others that where there were just so many wonderful different versions. I figured, okay, if you don't like it, you can shut it off, I guess. But I found it interesting. And you'll note that going back 32 years, even before I ever met Yossi Malavani, he was someone I admired, Yossi, and I was very close with Paul Zim and Saul Zim in those days, and still today. Time certainly has a way of slipping by quickly. Okay, that's the end of the...
Radio station WSOU FM.
Back to 1983. Okay.
That was it. I had a smile on my face as some of that was being announced. But look, what can I tell you? We're with Seton Hall University, and some of those announcements may have been of some interest to some of our listeners. First of all, we'd like to announce that we're going to have Nein Nachazin immediately after our interview with Victor Vanciere. So you want to have the phone number 201-762-8950. And now, the following opinions are those of this announcer and not necessarily those of the staff and management of WSOU, nor are they necessarily the opinion of the faculty or administration of Seton Hall University or of any of its components. Excuse me, you have to hit the switch. David, please, the switch. Please.
To have with me again Victor Vanciere, who is the voice of Jewish activism. You can hear his show every Monday evening from 10 to 11 on WNYM 1330 on the AM dial. Hi, Victor. How are you?
Thank God, Charlie. How are you?
You're feeling much better?
Yes, thank God.
Okay, I just hope you don't run around in the rain. you're not going to recover that way. Tonight we'll be talking about Arafat.
Well, yes, PLO. Nazi leader Yasser Arafat, of course, is now under siege in Tripoli. It's interesting that the Syrians are not afraid to do what the Israelis were afraid to do when they had him trapped in West Beirut. And suddenly the world isn't that concerned. Of course, what Arafat is doing in Tripoli, which is a city of 600,000 people, is again hiding behind women and children the way he did in Beirut, with absolutely no concern about the loss of human life.
I'm sorry, we have a technical problem which we'll... hopefully solve in a minute, but let's go on to Richard Tucker.
Over Rockwell!
Again, Victor Vancier, who is the voice of Jewish activism. You can hear his show every Monday evening from 10 to 11 on WNYM 1330 on the AM dial. Hi, Victor. How are you?
Thank God, Charlie. How are you?
Okay, feeling much better?
Yes, thank God.
Okay, I just hope you don't run around in the rain. You're not going to recover that way. Tonight, we'll be talking about Arafat.
Well, yes, PLO... Nazi leader Yasser Arafat, of course, is now under siege in Tripoli. It's interesting that the Syrians are not afraid to do what the Israelis were afraid to do when they had him trapped in West Beirut, and suddenly the world isn't that concerned. Of course, what Arafat is doing in Tripoli, which is a city of 600,000 people, is again hiding behind women and children the way he did in Beirut, with absolutely no concern about the loss of human life that might take place, about how many of his fellow Arabs and fellow Muslims might be killed. He couldn't care less about that as long as he maintains a semblance of power and he remains a political leader. And of course, as we've mentioned many times on this program and on the Voice of Jewish Activism, if this is what he does to his fellow Arabs, and if this is the lack of concern for the lives of his fellow Arabs that this monster, this butcher, has, how much more so, will he be willing to slaughter Jews if he ever has the chance? And indeed, the same, of course, goes for the Syrians. All the Arabs slaughter each other without limit. 150,000 have already died in the war between Iran and Iraq. Already many thousands died in the war between Morocco and Algeria being fought in the Sahara. There are wars going on now between Libya and the Sudan, and Egypt is involved in border skirmishes with them. If this is what they do to each other, imagine what they would do to Jews. And another point that I think we should learn from this is, again, the so-called civilized world. Forget about the third world countries, the Arabs, and so on, who are known in their history for being very barbarous. The so-called civilized world, like France and Italy, are ready to send ships to pick Arafat up and rescue this butcher, this beast, this murderer, who killed over 100,000 of his fellow Arabs in Lebanon, and of course would like to slaughter millions of Jews. They're ready to pick him up and rescue him. The same Italy that fought side by side with Adolf Hitler and shipped 20% of Italian Jews to the gas chambers and the ovens is ready to rescue Arafat. The same Italy that would have exterminated all Italian Jews if they hadn't surrendered so early in the war, they were only able to kill 20%, only in quotes, because they surrendered so early. They're ready, though, to rescue Yasser Arafat, these great Italian humanitarians. And the French, who killed French Jewry, it was not the Nazis who shipped the French Jews to the concentration camps. French police, French soldiers, and French citizens themselves grabbed the Jews and put them on those cattle cars on the way to the death camps. It was the French themselves that took French Jewry and had hundreds of thousands of French Jews sent to the camps to be exterminated. And now these hypocrites, these criminals that dare to judge Israel after what they did, after all the Jewish blood on their hands, are ready to rescue Arafat so that he can go and kill more Jews. Jews must learn that the entire world is hypocritical and has a total double standard when it deals with us. And Jews must learn that no matter how much we beg or cry or scream, the world has a deaf ear when it comes to the suffering of the Jew. The only time the world hears anybody's screams is when it's the scream of a Jew-hater and a butcher like Arafat.
Victor, we can add to that just the incident recently when American troops were massacred. Israel was only 40 minutes away to save the lives of American troops, and our own government refused the aid of their friend, their only real friend in the Middle East, which is Israel, because they were afraid to upset the Arabs. And as we have learned, unfortunately, a couple of our own troops died on the way to Germany.
Well, I don't think America wants Israel as a friend, and I think that incident proves that. They were willing, as we mentioned last week, to let American soldiers die in order not to offend the Arabs. And of course, the point has to be repeated a million times over and over again so that Jews finally get the message. If they're willing to let Americans die not to offend the Arabs, how much more so will they sacrifice Israeli Jewish lives?
No question. Also, just going back to Arafat, he is hiding behind children and women without any concern or regard, just as they did in Beirut. They thought that they could seek safety using schools and hospitals to hide their munitions and their troops. Unfortunately, the Israelis, who are such humanitarians, were afraid to kill children and women, and in the process, many of our Israeli soldiers were killed because of what Arafat had done.
Well, you know, it says in our Bible in Kohelet that be not overly righteous, we're told. And the problem was that the problem is that Israelis and Jews sometimes are overly righteous toward their enemies. We're not supposed to be merciful toward our enemies, because our enemies will never be merciful toward us. And, of course, Arafat, who is portrayed by the Jew-hating news media as a PLO fighter and PLO resister, and the nauseating depictions of this filthy, vile butcher coward, this cowardly man that hides behind the skirts of women and children, this evil Nazi monster, constantly on ABC, CBS, NBC, the PLO fighters, we're constantly told how these people are fighters.
Mm-hmm. Now, they're guerrillas.
Where do the PLO guerrillas and fighters, what an obscene thing to call them this,
right?
Where do they head for the minute they enter into Israel? Do they head for an Israeli army base to fight with Israeli soldiers? Never. It's always the nursery school. It's always where infants are. It's always where school children are. It's always where defenseless people are. And they also do that to their own people. And constantly they're portrayed as some great guerrilla force. They are vile, murdering cowards. And again, the Jew-hating news media's depiction of them as such great heroic people, when we see what they're doing in Tripoli now, they're willing to let hundreds of thousands of people be killed if necessary. We know the Syrians have no compunction about killing thousands of people in order to achieve what they want. To allow this to happen and for the media to continue to portray all these people as so courageous again shows that Jews cannot trust what they see in the news media.
No question. Victor, we thank you for your words this evening, and as I mentioned so often, I encourage our listeners to tune into your show every Monday evening from 10 to 11 on WNYM 1330 on the AM dial, and we look forward to your message again next Thursday evening, Victor. Thank you.
Thank you, Charlie. Shalom.
Okay, shalom.
I'm sorry about the technical difficulties that we had, but I hope that the message did get through. That was Victor Vancier and the Voice of Jewish Activism. The preceding opinions are those of this announcer and not necessarily those of the staff and management of WSOU, nor are they necessarily the opinion of the faculty or administration of Seton Hall University or of any of its components. Okay, on to Name Their Chazen. I have 25 more albums here. I won't play them all, but anyone who guesses four out of the next five or six, the first one, the call, identifying four out of the next five or six that I play, you have to give it an order, though. This will be cantor number one, okay? Or singer number one, and then we'll go on. Wins the free album, 201-762-8950. This is cantor number one.
Sim Shulaim, Sim Shulaim, Sim Shulaim, Tzayu Tzayu Rauchah, Chai
Okay, this is cantor number one. Let's hear cantor number two. Okay, this is cantor number two. Let's go into cantor number three. Okay, that's cantor number three. Let's go on to cantor number four. Okay, that's cantor number four. Let's go into cantor number five.
Alle Kohle ist er auf der Lammel.
Okay, let's go into cantor number six. A lot of guesses, but wrong answers coming up. Okay, this is Moshe Stern. The one before was Cop of Coggin. Looks like we stumped you. Okay, let's go on to Yoel Shaarawy. Okay, we started with Batsheva, then David Reutemann, Joseph Malavani, David Kusevitsky, Cop of Coggin, and then Moshe Stern just now. Okay, we gave you six. All you had to do was guess four. Background, we hear Yoel Shaarawy. Dean, just to read off who else I had, I couldn't play. Of course, Jan Pierce, Morris Sternberg, Sidney Shikoff, Corny Yoel, Moshe Taube, Gershon Sirota, Moshe Oysher, Elliot Portner, Shema Kolenu, Paul Zim, Saul Zim, the Yeshiva College Choir, Jacob Kusevitsky, Jacob Konitzberg, Shulam Katz, and Jacob Haas. That was just a few from my collection. I'll remind you that this is Charlie Bernhout with the Jewish Hour every Thursday evening from 6:05 to 7. Don't forget to tell your friends about the show. Word of mouth is the best form of advertising. This Sunday morning, I'll be at the Y Health Club putting on a presentation of Jewish humor and Jewish music. That's at the YMHA Health Club in West Orange. In the afternoon, I'll be doing a program for Hadassah in Irvington, New Jersey at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's the professional group of the Hadassah introducing Jewish music. We'd like to remind you that this Saturday evening there is a great show at the Congregation Israel in Springfield, New Jersey. You can hear El Avram, that's a Congregation Israel on Mountain Avenue and Shunpike. Full dinner. Cafe, $22.50. That's entertainment and food, strictly kosher, of course. Also, the Brother Zim will be at the Jewish Center of Kings Highway this Saturday evening. Brother Zim, Art Raymond, and Cantor Label of Flesburg. If you have your calendars, December 3rd, the Zamir Chorale will be at Temple Beth Or. We'll be telling you more about that. And Solomon Schechter is having something exciting on December 17th. We'll give you more details on that also. Gyula Gil and Ron Ellie Ron. A lot going on in the community. We're at 201-762-8950. Shalom, everyone.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed that. We're back to 2015. Oh, my gosh, 32 years ago. I hope you enjoy this because periodically I'm going back to pull old shows. You know, I've changed my format significantly, I guess, from those old days. But it's just a little bit of history from a historical perspective. And yes, I do know that I do medleys of various prayers. I've been doing them And if you have any particular prayer that you'd like to hear a medley, just get in touch with me. You know, it's very simple. cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. In any event, as I mentioned, I'm presently in Israel, and God be willing, I'll be back in a few weeks to continue with the programming. But in the meantime, I've prepared specials for you while I'm away. Again, I trust that you'll enjoy them. You can reach me by the email. I'm reachable by email in Israel, cbjmusic@aol.com. So shalom, everyone. Thanks for joining with me.